Thursday marked 42 years since Muammar Gaddafi took power in Libya, but with the longtime ruler now on the run. In an audio message aired Thursday, he promised no surrender. World backers of the uprising against him met to plan rebuilding the country along new lines. The meeting on Libya is hosted by British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. They were joined by dignitaries from around the world, including US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Speaking in Paris before the conference, Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague said it shows that the world is coming together to support Libya's future.
The other thing, of course, that it provides today, that the conference provides, is an opportunity for the National Transitional Council to set out their plans for the stabilisation of Libya and then what they do politically to create a democratic and inclusive Libya.
The Friends of Libya conference gives the National Transitional Council, or NTC, an international platform. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé told reporters that it's important to have confidence in the NTC leadership.
Donc je crois qu'il faut faire confiance à ces hommes et à ces femmes qui sont en train de s'organiser et leur demander maintenant de tenir
We didn't intervene in Libya, he says, for Libya to fall into another regime that wouldn't respect the fundamental rights of the Libyan people. The NTC is set to push for access to billions of dollars in foreign-held Libyan assets, which were frozen while Mr. Gaddafi held power. The United States, Britain, and France have already been granted permission by the UN Sanctions Committee to unfreeze billions of dollars. The NTC was also set to lay out plans for a new constitution and elections. Nicola Pratt is an expert on the international politics of the Middle East at Warwick University in Britain. She says the platform that Thursday's conference provides for the NTC is important.
The council needs financial support desperately in order to start providing basic services, to pay civil servants, to start generally rebuilding the economy. So this is also a crucial period. If the NTC doesn't manage to do these things quickly, then it definitely will suffer from a lack of legitimacy.
But she says the importance of the conference is largely symbolic. She says much of the wrangling will take place in the corridors as countries jostle for post-war contracts over infrastructure, utilities, and oil.
There's going to be some competition between those countries that have played a role in helping to get rid of Gaddafi, feeling, I guess, some sort of entitlement now that Gaddafi is gone and this reconstruction process is now going to begin.
On Thursday, just ahead of the conference, Russia recognized the National Transitional Council as Libya's acting leadership. But a number of countries around the world, including some in the African Union, have not recognized the NTC as Libya's legitimate government. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.